good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back with all your market details for today right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Hi, I'm Waver with Hear Again. Did you know that a hearing loss affects millions of people across the United States? Don't let that hearing loss stress you out. Yes, there is a lot of help for those who do suffer with a hearing loss. That's Hear Again. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920.
Hear Again so you can understand again.
Well, cattle futures have posted sharp losses today, while hog markets have become the bright spot of the livestock market, brought about by firming pork values in the morning report. Corn prices are higher in light trade today, with September corn futures about 4 cents per bushel higher. Stock markets, though, are lower in light trade, with the Dow Jones 47 points lower, while NASDAQ is down 27 points. Live cattle futures continue to turn lower today, with aggressive triple-digit losses quickly returning to the market. The lack of follow-through support in the market not only backed away from gains seen yesterday, but erased most, if not all, of the support seen during the midweek session. The inability to hold the support seen just one day prior gives evidence of just how weak the market really is and how overall fundamental softness can lower futures traders' expectations. The potential push below $100 in October contracts could create additional pressure in all nearby and deferred contracts, creating spillover pressure. In feeder cattle, initial buyer support at opening bell today was short-lived as traders quickly backed away from buying activity that jumped into the market midweek. Once selling started to develop, the market never turned back, with triple-digit losses holding through the complex. Feeder cattle futures held losses of $2.50 to $3 per hundredweight by midday today, with concerns that additional late-day pressure, which developed later in the session, that in effect took out additional market support. And soybeans were higher for the fifth day and a near two-week high, as recent export business has helped pull prices up from last week's four-month low. Corn held small gains as focus remains on Monday's USDA crop report and the developing harvest. Meanwhile, soybeans were higher late in the overnight session after a lower start, helped by the export business and by talks that USDA may trim ending stocks in Monday's crop report. Wheat prices, though, hovered near unchanged again today, as those markets have had light trading the past few days and are taking direction from corn and soybeans. That's a look at all of your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network.